You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're interviewing Dr. Terrence Stratford, renowned dentist and inventor of the revolutionary Dent RX brand and the iView camera. And Dr. Stratford, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
I really appreciate being here this morning, and thank you.
And with great pleasure to have you with us, looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So first of all, tell us, for those that aren't familiar, what is teledentistry?
Well, teledentistry is electronic communication through the iPhone, smart devices, and video conferencing all combined together to create a patient-provider engagement that's meaningful so that they can actually have treatment while they're still at home.
And I'd say that's quite convenient. You got to love that. Now, tell us also, why is teledentistry so important in the COVID-19 age?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You want to limit your exposure. And so while you have teledentistry, you're sitting at home, you're limiting your exposure to overcrowded waiting rooms, emergency rooms, or even public transportation. What it does, it allows that person to feel comfortable in their environment and safe so that they can engage again with their doctor and try to figure out the best possible time for them to show up in the office, which is the safest time.
And, of course, that certainly does make a lot of sense as well. Now, how do you find a dentist that does teledentistry? Any thoughts on that? Any advice that you could share?
Well, you can start with search engines, and you can also dial in dentrx.net. And you'll find there aren't very many teledentistry portals, but there are quite a few telehealth portals. I think it's changing. I know we're really the architects for change with our group, because we're trying to not only bring in more teledentistry, more dentists that are engaged in teledentistry, but we're also trying to make it multidisciplinary and bringing in other providers to give a interdisciplinary sharing of information. So you should look for that.
Well, this is certainly phenomenal, and certainly also do appreciate the great resource you have provided today. We're joined by Dr. Terrence Stratford, renowned dentist and inventor of the revolutionary Dent RX brand and the iView camera, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, your iView camera has had a profound impact on the teledentistry industry for sure. How did you come to develop it, and what has been the industry response to this?
Well, about 2008, I woke up in the middle of the night, if you can believe that, and I had this image in my head, and I started drawing it out. So the first drawings for the DentRx iView camera was in 2008. My first prototype was in 2014. In 2019, something happened, which was the beginning of the pandemic, 2020. And so what we did was called a soft launch of the product to see if it would work. So I started with my patients, and I started giving them the device. And I said, listen, for a while, we're all going to be kind of locked down. And in New York, it was really bad here. So I said, but toothaches never go away. So what I want you to do is take these devices. I want you to download the app. I gave them a full EMR, which is an electronic medical record. And I think that's what separates us from a lot of people, because it allows information sharing of their medical history. And it allows the patient to retain that for their own personal record through our app. So what happened is, during that time, we kept developing it more and more. And so the industry started to recognize what we were doing. They were saying, look, you know, this guy, I can have a patient that I'm actually doing a conference with, and they may have some level of comorbidity that, you know, I may have to figure out something, what's going on with them, before I can treat them. So in one instance, a patient was a diabetic and also had cardiac issues. So I'm talking to them for the very first time on a telemedicine portal and on our DentRx portal. And they want a prescription, they want treatment, they want to know what they can do. And I said, well, listen, do you remember what kind of medications you're taking? Do you know who the last doctor you were with? And they didn't know. So I said, look, let's call a few doctors, let's find out who you have. And so on our portal, you can actually bring in a doctor. They don't even have to be a part of our network, but they're in the call with us, and so they're on the screen. So it's myself, the cardiologist, and the endocrinologist, and the patient. The patient now has saved four different trips to four different providers and now has an understanding of what she needs. And now I can write a medication for her to treat her until I can get her in the office and ambulatorily safe in an environment where she's not exposed to any more than she needs to be, and then sent back home. And her doctors are well aware of what's going on because they're on the call with me, making sure that they monitor her blood sugar or her cardiac issues at the same time. So it's really taking the industry by storm. It took a little while, but once they began to understand that the interdisciplinary approach during the pandemic was paramount, it was, they almost considered it amazing. And then it was like a relief that there can be treatment available during a shutdown, or even you can use it during your everyday practice, which we still do now. And as the pandemic is starting to wane, according to our health experts, we're using it now just for routine exams. We have podiatrists now that are using our device. We have some ENTs, because the device, you can use it just about anywhere.
Well, I certainly appreciate the backstory there and how you woke up in the middle of the night and drew this out, and now it's become a reality, and it certainly is decreasing the amount of COVID-19 exposures as well. And what a convenience. You're certainly covering the bases in the teledentistry space. If you would also explain to us how the iView camera works and take it further, how is it revolutionizing the teledentistry industry?
Well, it's a device that pairs with your iPhone or your Android or smart device. And what it does is it takes over the Wi-Fi or the cellular data and it projects an image onto your phone or a video. So imagine, if you will, the patient's trying to look at a tooth in the very back of their mouth. It's very difficult to put your phone in your mouth, but with the device, it's illuminated, it's very clear, and it's almost as clear as the devices we use within the dental office to look at oral lesions. So once you see it, the patient now can see what it is that they're trying to explain. And it's very difficult for a patient to explain what they see. But if I can see it, then I can automatically know what I need to do or where I need to refer her or him. And in some instances, the podiatrist is using it for seniors who are trying to, you know, it's almost impossible to take your phone and put it to your foot and try to figure out what the lesion is. But with the device, you put the phone in your hand, and you put the device down by your foot and you take pictures and videos until you capture the image that you want. But at the same time, your doctor is on the phone with you talking you through it. So it's something that we put together with a few apps and also a patient app, which stores the patient's information for themselves and for any doctor that's logged in onto the portal. It's a very robust device, and it's something that we're finding more and more patients are requesting it. Their friends and family are asking for it. It's easy to use. The apps are simple. You can get them in the Google Play Store. You can get them in the App Store. They work on your iPhone and your iPads and so forth and so on. And you can also use it on your computer.
Who doesn't like technology? And in this case, what a technology, again, you have put into the market. Lastly, who will benefit from this device besides those wanting virtual dentist appointments?
Well, you have, again, you have different disciplines within medicine, podiatrists, ear, nose, and throat specialists, dentists, of course, who actually can use it, and some plastic surgeons and dermatologists for sure, because they've found that using it, actually, I got a call, an interesting call from a dermatologist because they had one of my dental patients had was trying to show them a lesion on their back, and they said, "Where did you get this camera?" The doctor called me and he said, "Look, I want to get on your app." So just many disciplines, patients in nursing homes, parents with young children, because it's almost sometimes a real inconvenience for parents, sometimes single parents, to have to try to figure out what's going on with their child. And instead of traipsing them all the way through to the dental office, they can actually take a picture or a video, have the doctor on a call before they leave the home, and the doctor can say, "Well, listen, you really don't need to come in. It's just a primary tooth, or what we call a baby tooth, and it's going to work its way out. Why don't we give you a little, over-the-counter prescription or a prescription to just manage them until you can get them in on your day off?" So we're finding nursing homes doing the same thing because they have to constantly bring doctors in or take the patient and ambulate them to a doctor's office only to find out that it was something very minor. So it's a time saver. It's a management tool for dentists because, if I know what you're coming in for, then I don't have to juggle or move around a regularly scheduled appointment for something that may have been able to be put off until the weekend or Friday or Saturday.
Dr. Strafford, an honor to have you with us here today. Really appreciate all you've done in the space. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get further information on the DentRx brand and, of course, the iView camera. Where's the best place to get all the details?
So you can go into most of your local search engines and just type in teledentistry/telehealth. If you want to get our device, which I, of course, would recommend, but it's at www.dentrx.net. Very simple.
And that is certainly simple. Again, folks, it is dentrx.net, and we'll leave this link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Dr. Strafford, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
I appreciate it, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you're more than welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Terrence Strafford, renowned dentist and inventor of the revolutionary DentRx brand and the iView camera. And for all the details, simply visit dentrx.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.